Another way of collecting artifacts is by flotation. This is usually done with smaller samples of soil and consists of the use of fluid suspension, usually water, to recover small artifacts. The goal here is to recover small artifacts like seeds and nuts that would be lost to conventional screening methods. There are both high and low-tech ways of doing flotation, but the principle is the same. Lighter artifacts like seeds will float, so you want to put the soil in the water and agitate it a bit to get those seeds to the top and collect them. On the left is low-tech, a kiddie pool or bucket skimmer with a fine mesh bottom. Cost, about $30. On the right is high-tech, a steel flotation tank with a built-in pump. Cost, about $4,000. Somewhere in between these two extremes is this setup consisting of two or three metal or plastic drums. The soil goes in the first tank, which has a hose attached to pump in water. Lighter artifacts float to the top and are flushed down a sluice into a fine mesh screen. The overflow collects in a second or third drum and may be pumped back to the main tank. This is a system I built that follows this design. In the video, one of my graduate students explains how it works.